postraos ante Dios nuestro Rey, que vendrá y nos salvará. Postraos ante Dios nuestro Rey, que vendrá y nos salvará.
Third of December 2020, The Long Road to Bethlehem. Churches, Kings and Prophets. It would be so easy if all people would submit to the loving rule of God, let themselves be filled by His Spirit and live a full and holy life in this intimate love relationship with God and with each other. Is this a dream? Is it something that lives only in our desires and in our imaginations, because we want to escape a reality that often looks so very different? An illusion? No, it is not a dream. This will be the reality that waits for us in eternity, if we accept God's action on us human beings and give Him the right answer. This reality intended by God begins, even if still limited, already on earth.
Laus Trinitati, quae sonus et vita a creatrix omnium in vita ipsorum est.
If we take the events of Bethlehem into our hearts and follow the newborn King of the Jews, then the kingdom of God will begin. In Jesus we met a king who is so very different from the kings and rulers of this earth. It is a king who loves us, who serves us, and waits for the answer of our love. For him, for this king and Messiah, the people of Israel should be prepared.
Gloria Et honor tibi sit, Rex Christe Redemptor, cui pueril edecus, promsito sana.
There were many kings in Israel, and most of them, the Holy Scripture reports that they did what was displeasing to God. Originally, God did not want to lead the people through kings, but to be their king himself and guide them through judges. But the people murmured. They wanted to be like the other nations. The ever-recurring temptation of the people of Israel. God warned them through the judge and prophet Samuel and made them realize what it would mean for them if they wanted to have a king. But the people insisted on their wish, and God had Saul anointed as king.
Et quellaus angelicae turbe et mirus splendor arcanorum, quae hominibus ignota sunt. est, et quae in omnibus vita est.
Jesus later told us in simple words what the kings are all about and what his rule should look like. In Luke 22:25 we hear, "The kings rule over their peoples, and those who have authority over them are called benefactors. But it shall not be so with you, but the greatest among you shall become like the youngest, and the leader shall become like the servant." A greater light of God shines in the true prophets. They fulfilled the will of God in all their weakness. In them, God could speak to his people and give his requests and instructions. Let us think of Moses, who led the people out of Egypt, of Isaiah and Jeremiah, of Elijah and Elisha, up to John the Baptist. In these prophets, the people could experience the presence of God, and the coming of the Redeemer was foretold in them. They were also the ones who proclaimed the coming of the Messiah.
Postraos ante Dios nuestro Rey, que vendrá y nos salvará. Postraos ante Dios nuestro Rey, que vendrá y nos salvará.